Mark Elliott.
Mitimio's eyes opened slowly. He felt sick and groggy, but above all, frightened. Lifting his manacled paws, he rubbed his eyes. The last thing he remembered was being held whilst a hooded figure pressed something against his face. The overpowering sweet sickness of it still hung upon his breath. He had lost count of time. Though it was dark, he felt he was in some sort of chamber, and outside it might be night or day. He had no way of knowing. The creatures around him were groaning, moving restlessly as the effects of the soporific wore off. Then, the familiar heavy paw of Orma touched his.
Mitimio, is that you? What happened? Where are we?
The badger asked worriedly.
I don't know. It's too dark in here. Feels like a kind of stone room, like Ambrose Spike's wine cellar at Redwall.
Jonas a dream? What a way they talked. Though it must mean things were going all right. He was doing it all convincingly. He didn't think Mrs. Saw would let Cecil take him away, and he certainly didn't want to leave home. He'd been into Harrow, of course, many times, and Edgware, and once to the Alexandra Palace to hear the organ. He went on up. The landing was dark with its oak panelling and thick Turkey carpet, but the bedrooms were flung open so as to air and were full of light. He could hear Veronica, the housemaid, in Mr. Hubert's room, her grunts as she shook and thumped the pillows. She talked to herself in a pleasant, business-like mutter. There you are. Up we go. Thank you very much. Jonah felt he'd understood something. They had decided he was ready. He looked forward to straightening the room and taking his time with Cecil's things, examining the buttons and pockets in more detail. He would never have said it to anyone downstairs, but he thought if he learnt valeting, it could be a job for him in a year or two's time.